The Holy Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. One morning, a busy mom was in the kitchen making waffles for her two young sons. As usual, they were arguing about which one of them was going to get the first one. Their mother, exasperated by their constant bickering, put her hands on her hips and said, "You know, if Jesus were here, he would say to his brother, 'You can have the first one.'" Without missing a beat, the older brother said to his younger brother, "You can be Jesus." My hunch is that none of us wants to be Jesus, especially this week. Jesus knows his hour has come. He's made his way into Jerusalem, humble and riding on a donkey, while the crowds waved their palm branches and shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus knows his hour has come. "Now my soul is troubled," Jesus said. "And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour." Knowing full well his time had come, It is now the night of his betrayal. Jesus had gathered with his friends to share a meal together, his disciples. And we hear that after supper, Jesus got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. And then he poured water into a basin. And he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. Afterwards, Jesus returned to the table and began to teach this puzzled and bewildered group of friends of his disciples, that a master is not greater than a servant, and that anyone who chooses to follow him must become like servants. Among his parting words, Jesus said, "Little children, I am with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you also should love one another." I wonder, could Jesus have been any more clear? You may recall at one point in his ministry, Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment of all?" And Jesus managed to sum up all the law, the entire law, and all the prophets of old, saying, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Simply put, Jesus is saying, love God, love neighbor. And we might ask, just how do we love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength? And the answer is by following Jesus' example, by loving one another, by serving one another, by loving and serving our neighbor. "I give you a new commandment," Jesus said. "I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." At Children's Chapel last Sunday, 6-year-old Grayson shared that he had heard the voice of Jesus calling him in the night. I asked him, "What exactly did Jesus say to you?" He said, "Grayson." And then I probed a little further. I said, "Then what happened?" To my surprise and delight, Grayson said, "I answered him. I said, 'Yes, Lord, your servant is listening.'" Clearly, our children are learning to listen for the voice of Jesus. They're quick to respond with their hands waving in the air whenever Lindsay or I have asked them if they're willing to serve in various worship roles. You may have noticed our acolytes are getting shorter and shorter these days. And that's okay. You can see their enthusiasm in letting their lights shine before others so that they may see their good works and give glory to God. But I think there's something even more going on here. I see our children finding ways to show God's love through service to neighbor, to their peers and to their elders and to everybody in between. They seem to genuinely want to be of service to others, not just in worship, but at school and at home and in various ways through their daily routines and activities. I am so proud of Grayson for responding to the voice of Jesus by saying, "Yes, Lord, your servant is listening." And I am confident that God has big plans in store for Grayson and for all of our children. By the way, I did call up Grayson and asked if it was okay for me to share this story with you tonight. And I'm still a little bit amazed when he said he heard the voice of Jesus and then replied that Jesus had called him by name, Grayson. And he said, "Yes, Lord, your servant is listening." And I said, what did the voice of Jesus sound like? And he said, "It sounded a lot like my grandma." But to be perfectly honest, in my grogginess of being awakened by the voice of Jesus in the middle of the night or at dawn's early light, I'm not sure I would have responded as Grayson did. Blessed be the wisdom that comes from the lips of children who teach us grown-ups about God's unconditional love and grace and mercy and forgiveness. Yet, as I said earlier, no one, I don't think, wants to be Jesus this week. We who know the rest of the story know as well as Jesus did just what lies ahead of him. The cross looms large. During these days, we're reminded of how Jesus was betrayed, handed over like a common criminal, even though he had done nothing wrong. We hear of his arrest, his trial, his suffering, and how he died on a cross. And before our worship concludes tonight, the altar will be stripped bare. And it'll be stripped bare as a reminder of how Jesus was stripped of all human dignity. But rest assured, my friends, Easter is coming. Once again, we will pull out all the stops as we celebrate with unbridled joy. After 3 days, Jesus will be raised. Death will be conquered once for all. And God willing, led by the Spirit, all of us will have our ears open so that we too might hear the voice of Jesus, the risen Christ, calling in the darkness or at the break of a new day. And like Grayson, upon hearing our name, my hope and prayer for us is that we too will respond, "Yes, Lord, your servant is listening." For indeed, Jesus has given us a new commandment, and he has shown us how to love. And so, as servants of Christ, let us love one another just as he loves us. And let us serve our neighbors in need, always to the glory of God, who reigns in heaven and on earth as Lord of all. Amen.